Hello again, Tom Walker. Today is Monday, October 30th, 2023. We are here to bring you another edition of our MassAC Unit 1 podcast, and once again with some more exciting news. And I'm joined by our superintendent, Jason Hayes.
Thanks, Tom. So we have some exciting news. Today is the day where the summative designation report card data is released from the State Board of Education in Illinois. So we wanted to review kind of a couple things that we've already announced last month, and we've been waiting all month for this release date so that we can brag on our students and staff today, because the school report card data kind of shows all of our efforts from the last year, the 2022-23 school year, of all the teaching and learning that went on. This data kind of sums it all up, and we're excited to share that today.
Yeah, so the last time we recorded, we recorded our announcement that Franklin Elementary had won the Blue Ribbon Award, which was one of 353 schools in the United States to receive this national recognition. And that award was based on Franklin Elementary's math and reading proficiency scores on the state assessment, the Illinois Assessment of Readiness, or the IAR, which were in the top 15% in the state. Franklin was one of only 20 schools in the entire state to actually receive the Blue Ribbon Award. And again, based on student proficiency on math and reading for the 2022 school year. This next announcement, though, as we kind of alluded to, is based off of this year's 2023 summative school designations, which, as Jason mentioned, is based off of last school year's data. So the 2022-23 school year. So kind of without further ado, you want to kind of dive into this?
Yeah, I just point out what you mentioned on the Blue Ribbon School, which is a great award, by the way. We've never had a Blue Ribbon School in MassAC Unit 1. It's our very first Blue Ribbon School, and Southern Illinois hasn't had very many of them at all. We went through that list, I think, back in September, and there were only two or three in what you would consider Southern Illinois that have ever received the Blue Ribbon School. So we're really excited for Franklin for that one. Again, that's a national award, so it takes the U.S. Department of Education a little bit longer to announce those awards. So that data was based on 2022. So that was the 21-22 school year. And for that year, if you remember, that was the year that Franklin Elementary received an exemplary summative rating, which we're getting ready to go through for 2023. So in 2022, Franklin was exemplary, and that National Blue Ribbon Award was based in part on that. And of course, it was different measurements. So for the summative school designations, they do a totally different calculation, and they call it multiple measures. And we're going to dive into all of that because they are releasing that in just a couple minutes. So by the time we post this podcast, that data will be live on the Illinois School Report Card website.
And so, kind of just to answer a quick, you know, what are the summative school designations? Illinois rates every school into five categories based on multiple measures, and we'll kind of dive in on that. But kind of to go over what the overall report card grading would look like is you have five categories. You have exemplary, which is the top 10% of all schools in the state, and then it goes to commendable, and then targeted support, and then comprehensive support, which is the lowest performing 5% of schools. And then you also have a lower category, intensive support, which were schools that were comprehensive support schools that did not improve. So there's your five categories that Illinois ranks all of the schools based on the summative school designation. Do you want to kind of
I would mention too that these have changed some. So they kind of started in 17-18 rolling out some of these new reporting designations and different ways, and it was put in place because the federal government passed the Every Student Succeeds Act, and some of that was a change from the No Child Left Behind Act. So every state had to come up with the different rating systems and comply with the national Every Student Succeeds Act. So over time, they've kind of developed these. It used to be four categories, I think, Tom. Now it went to five categories, and the actual wording of each category has changed. So this is still in kind of a state of development. But these five ratings, they come from points, and they call them multiple measurements. But basically, you can think of them as different categories. And all of those categories equal 100% of your summative score. So if you want to think of them in points, you can just think of them as 100 points. So the maximum points that any school could receive is 100 points for their summative score. In elementary schools, you get 25 points for your English language arts growth, which is basically reading. So your reading growth, and that growth measurement is really complex. If you want to look it up, you can. But they compare the growth. Basically, they compare student to student that scored the same level of on the state test, and then they compare them the following year to see how they grew in relation to each other. And so there's a growth calculation that's pretty complex. But there's one for reading and one for math. And at the elementary level, that's 50% of your total summative score. So that's 50 points right there out of the 100. Then they also give you points for your proficiency, which is meets and exceeds. And if you remember back to No Child Left Behind, that's all it was based on. It was totally just meets or exceeds. So they have these state standards, and they have these cut scores. And if you score high enough, the state says, well, you met or exceeded on those state standards. And they have that for English/reading and for math. And together, they equal 15% or 15 points of your total 100 score for the elementary. So there's 7.5 points for English and 7.5 points for math. And then they give you 5 points for science, meets and exceeds. So there's also a science test, the Illinois Science Assessment. And if you meet or exceed on that, there's no growth calculation for science, but you do get points for meeting or exceeding. And then they also have the English language learner progress. And in our district, we have to have at least 20 English language learners, so we have not had that category. And if you do not have enough students, which is the number, the magic number is 20, then they just spread those points over the other ones. And that's a little bit tricky figuring that out, as we found out. From the non-academic side, they also give you points for chronic absenteeism and a climate survey. So at the elementary level, the last 25 points come from the chronic absenteeism rate. And that's a converse relationship, because it's kind of like golf. The lower your chronic absentee rate is, the better you are. So you want a lower rate to get a higher score. But there's 20 points for that. And then the climate survey, which for us is the 5 essential survey that we give to parents and students and staff in January and February, that counts for 5 points. And that's just as if we administer it to enough people. So there's no point value for how they rate us. It's just administering it to enough people.
The high school is a bit different. There are a lot of similarities as far as category-wise, but there is one big difference. So high school, as far as the breakdown is there, the English language arts proficiency is at 7.5%. The math is the same, at 7.5. So there's 15 points right there. Your science proficiency is at 5%. I'm going to go down here real quick. I'll come back to the big one. They also do have English learner progress at the proficiency at 5%. Again, if there is none, that's spread back out over other categories. Chronic absenteeism is also included, but is not weighted as much. For high schools, it's only weighted at 10%. The 5 essential survey is weighted a little bit more than elementary schools at 6.75%. And then ninth graders on track to graduate is at 8.33%. The big one for high school, though, that's the big difference between high school and elementary, is that 50% of the score for high school comes from graduation rate. So that's a huge chunk of it. And that's your big difference there between how the elementary schools and the high schools are rated, is that high school really focuses on graduation rate and making that a point based off of different rates of 4, 5, and 6 year graduation rates. So,
and if you know, I know we kind of went through that rather quickly, but I just checked, and on our website, we put it there last year. I'll update it because it does say 2022 on it. We will put all of those categories and what percent they are, so that you can kind of look through that if you were trying to keep up with that and we went too fast there. But the main point is that your summative designation is based on several different categories, which is a good thing. It's not just one category or you know, one snapshot, are you doing well or not. There's a lot of different measurements in that. And all the categories total 100, so you can get a total of 100 points, like I said before. And these point values, after they assign them to every school in Illinois. They look at all the schools, and that's how they figure out some of the different rating categories or your designations, what they call them. So Tom mentioned the designation of exemplary earlier. So after every school gets its summative score out of 100, so for example, all elementary schools in the state will have a score out of 100, then they take the top 10% of those scores, and those are the exemplary schools. So that means you're in the top 10% of all elementary schools in Illinois, and they do the same for high schools because it's a different measurement. There's a different cut score for that, but they take the top 10% and they make them exemplary.
And then to go forward into the next category, the next rating they have is commendable schools. Commendable schools are the ones that aren't necessarily in the top 10%, but they also do not have student groups that are at or below the all students group of the lowest performing 5% of schools. So while they're not in the top 10%, they're also not in the lowest bracket either. So these are still excellent schools. It's still a good rating. They're still doing very well with things. You know, it's just a larger chunk than the top 10% would be, but still performing well and performing very well. You know, looking at the student groups, though, and what those are, is that students are grouped into categories based on demographics if a school has 20 or more students that belong to that group. So different examples could be based off of low income, students with disabilities, and, you know, based on race and just different subcategories of how that works. So that's...
Yeah, and that's I think it's important to note that if you're a commendable school... not only is your all student group doing really well, but all of your subgroups, which are those are the groups that Tom just mentioned of students, they have to be doing better than the lower performing all student group, which is saying something because some of those subgroups sometimes have challenges, and especially in learning, and they measure those and compare them to those bottom 5%. So to be commendable, you can't have any student group in that low tier. Like that. If just one group is below that, then that moves the whole school down from commendable to targeted support, which is the next rating or designation, I guess you should say. Targeted support schools are those like the commendable, except they have a student group or one or more student groups performing in that lowest 5% of schools. And when you get a targeted support designation, that initiates an improvement status, which is a four-year cycle where the state comes in and kind of helps you. They work with you and they give you some money to improve over those 4 years so that you can become commendable again, which is the whole goal. And then we have two final ratings, which are comprehensive and intensive. The intensive is new, I believe, this year. The comprehensive support is basically the lowest 5% of schools in the state. So to be a comprehensive support school, your summative score has to be in the bottom 5% of all schools in the state, whether it's elementary or high school. And this designation also gives you a four-year cycle of improvement where the state comes in and helps you improve. And I believe, if we read it correct, Tom, the intensive support schools are those that were in the comprehensive support, and I believe for 4 years, and they just haven't got out, or maybe they're in their four-year cycle, but they didn't improve.
Right, and I believe that's why it's new, is because this scale overall is still relatively new. We're talking about it being in existence for maybe 6 years or so. And so now you have schools that may have been labeled as comprehensive because they were in the lowest performing 5% of all schools in Illinois. And so now they've added this additional support, really, is what it is. And it's those schools that just did not improve during that initial four-year cycle. So you're basically having to designate them into yet another category for even more supports. All right, but let's talk about one thing that's a little historical data here, even though it's not that old, if you will. But has MassAC Unit 1 ever had any exemplary schools?
Yeah, and that's a good question because we have, and we try to acknowledge that and kind of spread that word because to be an exemplary school is not easy. I mean, you have to be in the top 10% of the state. And if you think of all the schools in the state, I mean, that's really doing something. And we have had two exemplary schools. Now, also, keep in mind, even though they started this in about 1819, they put it on hold for 2 years because of COVID. So there's really, we only have about 3 years of data for this because those 2 years with COVID were kind of, they didn't measure us that 1 year. And then the second year, they didn't give us any designation scores. So in 2021/2022, Again, Franklin was exemplary. That's also the year they won the Blue Ribbon Award for their proficiency for that they just received. And in 2018-2019, Unity was exemplary. So we've had two schools that were in the top 10% of all schools in Illinois in the past. But we've only had one school at a time. So we had one school in 18-19 and one school in 21-22. We've never had multiple schools in that category.
So in the 2021-22 school year, as you mentioned, Franklin was exemplary. But all other schools at Unit 1 were commendable.
Correct.
Right. So... Again, this being the first time that we've been able to go through these ratings and kind of look at them historically and really going to go back. So right now, we're as you mentioned, we had one year where we had one school as exemplary, and last year we had another school as exemplary, which kind of brings us to big news and why we're here, right?
Well, why we're talking about
exactly, it. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So before I stumble anymore, because I probably will, I think I'm so excited about this because this is a first for us.
So I've already mentioned, but the school summative designations, they released them to the administrators so that we could review them, we could make sure they were accurate, and before they became public. But they made those public just a couple minutes ago at 9 a.m. this morning, October 30th. And there are going to be big announcements, I'm sure, from the state and press releases and so on. So that's why we're here. It was under embargo until that time, which just means that we were not allowed to share any information on this school designation or these summative scores until today. But they are going to be made live, or I guess they are live probably right now. I'd have to check to make sure, on the Illinois School Report Card website, Tom. And that website is there. And I also linked that to the main page of the MASAC Unit 1 site. So if you go to unit1.masac.org, you will have a link to the Illinois School Report Card from there. And then you can also type in www.illinoisreportcard.com and get there.
Yeah, and as I'm double-checking to see if this is live, of course, the website is a little slow to load. But that could very well mean a lot of people are trying to access that thing right at once. So,
yeah, you might want to give it a little bit. If you're listening to this this morning, it may be bogged down because I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be logging in and trying to see what the summative scores are.
Oh, yeah. So, again, as you mentioned, this scores were kind of under embargo. We couldn't mention that. The actual address for the school website, which we will post for the school report card, is illinoisreportcard.com. Again, we will link that on our main page as well, massac.org, as you've mentioned. The exciting part, and I'll let you break this news, is what ratings did our schools receive for the 22-23 school year?
Okay, so for last year, which the designations are just being released, we had two schools this time that were exemplary. So we have two schools in the top 10% of all the schools in the states, and those two schools are Jefferson Elementary and Unity Elementary. So Unity, again, the second time has received its exemplary rating. This is the first for Jefferson. We're very proud of both schools because, like I said earlier, to get in that top 10%, to be exemplary is really doing something, and that's quite an accomplishment in and of itself. And then, of course, we had Brookport Elementary, Franklin Elementary, Metropolis Elementary, MASAC Junior High, and MASAC High School all received a commendable rating for the 22-23 school year. So that means we have two exemplary schools and five commendable schools, which those are the top two ratings you can get. We have no schools in the targeted support or the comprehensive support. So basically all of our schools are doing quite well in MASAC Unit 1.
Yeah, I think that just, you know, first, you know, it's a first for us to have two schools with the exemplary status, but to have everyone else commendable is amazing. Again, it's we shouldn't take that lightly. Every one of these schools has improved, doing well. I think we're starting to really show that now, based off you know, this report card data and obviously other measures that we've shared over time. It's just this is awesome, you know, to have a 1 year out of announcement within a month of where we have a Blue Ribbon school and now two exemplary schools in Jefferson Elementary and Unity Elementary.
And it's kind of like you said earlier, Tom, we finally are getting to the point where we have some comparative data. So even though we've announced this stuff before, you know, we had Franklin was exemplary in 22, Unity was exemplary for the first time in 19, but we didn't really have a lot to compare that to because this was so new. But now we have comparative data. And without COVID, you know, now that we've moved past COVID, we have two consecutive years of comparative data, which is nice. So we can kind of compare how we're doing or how we did basically in 2023 compared to 2022. And that's one of probably the most exciting parts of all of this, because we have all of these measurements and all these categories that add up to 100 points. And we can look now and see how we did overall for each school for those 2 years. And I'll just start with Brookport, and we can kind of go down the list here. Brookport Elementary, they had an overall summative score in 2022 of 64.07. So they had 64 points out of 100 in 2022, and they were commendable. It's a good, solid score. In 2023, their overall summative score improved to 77.73. So that's an improvement of 13.66 points, which is huge. That's a huge improvement for 1 year. And they were only 3.6 points from that exemplary status. So in 2023, the state, you know, they added them all up, and the top 10% of elementary schools, that cut score was 81.33. So their score was only 3.5 points, basically, from that cut score, from being exemplary, which is huge because they increased so much. They were several points, like 17 points away from exemplary in 2022, and then they improved so much they were only 3.6 points away from exemplary. So that was a huge gain for Brookport Elementary School.
Moving over to Franklin Elementary, their overall summative score for 2022 was very high, 84.14. Again, they were exemplary that year. The high scores like that, with the way this system is, it's really, really hard to maintain. So we want to stress that. In this year, 2023, their overall summative score for Franklin was 76.40. But again, based off the cut score of 81.33, it's still just less than 5 points from being away from another exemplary rating.
Right, and that's huge because they almost made it two exemplary ratings back-to-back. They were within striking distance.
I have to stress how difficult that would be just almost based off the sheer mathematics of how this system works. Mm-hmm. But again, another really good score. Do you want to do Jefferson here?
Yeah, and I'd just like to reiterate, a score of 84.14 is really high. You know, that's out of 100 points. So Franklin's score is really good, even though it went down a little bit from their very high score in 2022. Now, Jefferson, who became exemplary in 23, a year prior, they were at 77.15. So in 22, they were 77.15. This past year, they improved to 88.4. So that is an improvement of 11.25 points. And they were 7 whole points above the exemplary cut score. So they were that far above the cutoff score, which is huge. And they were commendable in 22. So that gain of 11.25 points put them over the mark. And they are in the top 10%.
Yeah, so just a really high score there. Overall summative score, like you said, of 88.4. And it's just amazing. So again, Jefferson made the exemplary cutoff. And again, not only did they make it, they went above and beyond that.
Yeah, congratulations to Jefferson and all their staff, because that's indicative of how hard the students and staff worked this past year to improve that much.
I'm going to talk about Metropolis Elementary. This is a really good one too, and just based off scores. So 2022, their score was 63.62. But in 23, we had a massive improvement, and the summative score in 2023 was 79.32, and we've already mentioned it 2-3 times here. First of all, that's an improvement of over 15 points, almost 16-point improvement, and with the cutoff of being 81.33, that's only 2 points away, 2.01 points to be exact, from the exemplary rating.
Yes, what they a were huge knocking, jump. Knocking on the door.
Yeah, exemplary. Knocking at the door, and it just... So, I mean, right now, just going through all of our schools that we've hit so far, you know, Jefferson obviously hit the cutoff for exemplary. But the other three schools that we've mentioned in Brookport, Franklin, and MES were really close to hitting it themselves. So we got to stress that. It's not that they were so far under anything. all these schools are really close of hitting this.
Yeah,
this
they cutoff. Were within a few percentage points of being in that top 10%.
All of them are 5 points or less.
Yeah, so you know, if you think about it, all of those schools you just mentioned are in the top 15% of schools in Illinois. There's not a designation for that, but that's huge.
Yeah.
If you just look at those summative scores. And another thing I wanted to mention about Metropolis Elementary School is it's three times as large as our other our elementary schools. And so for them to improve that much, there's a whole lot of student improvement there. If you think of the student body and the enrollment there. So that's huge, and that's really, we're really proud of those students and staff at Metropolis Elementary School. And that brings us to Unity, which, again, another reason to be very proud. Unity has been exemplary before. They missed it just by a few points in 2022, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But this year, for 2023, their overall score was 91.18. That's almost 12 points over what it was in 2022. So that's a huge improvement, especially considering they were already almost at 80, you know. So they were 9.85 points above the exemplary cutoff score, which means they are in the probably almost in the top 5% of schools, maybe 6. It's hard to say. We'll have that data. As they release more data from the state, we'll know more about where they actually fell. But that's a huge improvement, and that's really doing something. So we're very proud of Unity.
I'm going to move on to the junior high. Massac Junior High summative score in 2022 was 63.10. But in 2023, they had an overall summative score of 75.93. And the improvement there was almost 13 points, 12.83 to be exact. And again, looking at how we've discussed this cutoff stuff, again, they were so close. They were only 5.4 points away from an exemplary rating too.
Yeah, so again, knocking at the door.
All of our K-8 schools, regardless if they received exemplary or not, were so close. The ones that did not receive exemplary. So just an amazing amount of growth that we've had.
Yeah, when you look at the high school, we also had a lot of growth there, and we'll talk about more why. But Massac County High School in 2022, their overall score was 45.47. And they went last year, they improved that to 73.12, which is the largest increase of all of our schools, is 27.65. Now, they were still a little bit farther away from their cut score because the top 10% of high schools is different than the top 10% of elementary schools. So in high school, the cutoff was 91.24. So they were still 18 points away from exemplary, but they made up some massive ground there because they had an improvement of almost 28 points, which is huge. And really, I guess you're the math person, but they went from 45 to 73, so that's almost doubled their score.
Yeah.
What, 45%, 40%?
Yeah, and you know, I think we should probably say that, too. Based off what the cut score was, they would have needed to basically double their score to hit exemplary status, which, you know, I'm not saying that would be mathematically impossible, but that would very, very tough. And so just the amount of growth that we see anyway in the near 28 points is huge. And as you mentioned, though, yeah, the cutoff score for the high school is a lot different. It's actually about 10 points higher than what the cutoff score for elementary schools was. So if you kind of look at it that way, just the growth is amazing. Everyone's just doing fantastic in my eyes.
Yeah, and and if you want to look at the overall district, you know, like, so how did the district do? If you just add up all the different schools and the scores, so we had a net gain of positive 85.28 points. So if you take out everything that we decreased and increased, we increased as a district 85 points, which I think is huge. Now, I don't have a lot to compare that to, but I want to think that there's not a lot of school districts that increased that much in 1 year.
Yeah, it's quite an accomplishment. Again, it's amazing to see all the growth that we had across the district. You know, and again, we were so close to more than two exemplary schools, and just a great year overall, to be honest.
And, you know, one of the things that I figured someone may ask, you know, obviously we target reading and math every year. I mean, that's what we're here for. We teach reading, we teach math, and among other subjects. But at the elementary, you know, those are your foundational subjects, and we target those every year. But other than reading and math and growth and proficiency, were there any other things we targeted? And, Tom, I think you and I have mentioned this in podcasts before. I know I've talked about this on WMOK with Kim on the radio, The chronic absenteeism is an area we really targeted and we pushed hard for improvement last year in the 2022-23 school year. Every school kind of tackled that differently because their needs were a little different. Their absentee rates are a little different. But I thought we'd probably maybe talk about, you know, why we targeted chronic absenteeism. Because I think that's a huge, important area, and we still have a long way to go there, even though we made a lot of improvements.
Yeah, and to kind of simply put this, you know, showing up to school and being in school, there's a direct correlation to that with student learning. And, I mean, that should at the surface make a lot of sense. If you're in school, there's probably going to be more learning. I mean, that's just the way that works. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons why we targeted that. We want to make sure that our students are in the building. Now, granted, we realize there are, you know, extenuating circumstances with sickness and these things, and that happens. But we're going to try our very hardest to make sure our students are in our schools, to make sure they're learning, and that they don't fall behind other students. So this is a reason why we targeted that, and we continue to target that moving forward. And that there's a lot of research that suggests that any student that misses more than 10% of the school year does start to significantly fall behind other students.
But I think that it's, like you said, it makes common sense. Why 10%? I think that's kind of where it starts really impacting learning. And that's a national, I mean, those are national research studies. So this is not an Illinois thing. Chronic absenteeism is something that they've looked at nationally for years now. And that 10% mark seems to be where people really start falling behind. If you miss more than 10% of the year, you start falling behind your peers. And it not only impacts you that year, but it impacts you in the future. It definitely significantly impacts your future success, not only in K-12 schools, public education like us, but also after high school and colleges and career paths, because you lose or you miss out on a lot of key learning there if you miss more than 10% of the year. And for us, 10% of the year, we have 175 days of school days for students. So 17.5 is 10%. And half days do count, right, Tom, when they look at that. So even if you're only missing parts of days, those add up.
Right, and we'll get into a little bit more detail on that real quick here. But we did look at some data from 2022 and realized that Unity would have received the exemplary status a year ago only if their chronic absenteeism rate was just a little bit lower. And then looking forward to this year, looking at both Brookport Elementary and Metropolis Elementary, they could have also received exemplary rating if their chronic absenteeism rate was a little lower. So that chronic absenteeism rate, again, is weighted at 20% at elementary schools. So it's a pretty significant chunk of the score. So that's one of the reasons why we target that. So if we can target that and reduce our chronic absenteeism levels, get a higher score that way, but it also, you know, looks at, correlate it to improve student learning. So it has an effect both ways, and that's kind of why we looked at that.
Yeah, and that's what I think is important, too. It's not just about the summative ratings here. If we improve our student attendance or decrease our absentee rate, then we're going to have a payoff in so many other areas, whether it's growth in reading, reading on grade level, growth in math and math skills. It's going to pay off not just for those absent students that start coming to school, but it pays off for their peers because absent students also slow down the class as a whole. So that's why it's such an important indicator. And keep in mind, chronic absenteeism is unexcused and excused. You know, I know we've hit this hard, but it doesn't matter why you're not in school. It's just like Tom said at the beginning, there's a huge correlation between showing up and learning. So if you don't show up, it doesn't matter if it's excused or not. If you're not there, you're going to miss out. And so that's why we're really hitting that hard. And we're going to continue to hit that hard in the days to come. And you can see, and we will post this on our website for you, as well as all of this information, because a lot of this stuff we read over quickly and it's probably confusing, but it'd be easier to see visuals. But our chronic absenteeism rates dropped in every school this past year for the 23 school year. However, we still have schools that are too high. We still have a lot of room to grow. And if we can get those rates down, not only would those schools probably be exemplary next year, but those students are going to learn more and that learning is going to increase. So that's why we're hitting that really hard.
We didn't just target chronic absenteeism. We also looked at high school had targeted their graduation rate. There was a reporting error in 4 and 5 year graduation rates over the course of the last couple of years or so. But the high school administration jumped all over that, and they figured that out, and they targeted that. And the graduation rate was reported to be 73.36% in 2022, And for this year in 23, it increased to 86.91%, or an increase of about 13.5 points there. So that includes both our four-year and five-year graduation rates. So that was an area they targeted that, you know, certainly helped their score out tremendously because, again, 50% of the graduation, or 50% of the summative designation for high schools is that graduation rate.
Yeah, and I would like to point out too, Tom, that that was a something that they had never did the 4 and 5 year graduation rate before. It was always kind of the rate of the seniors. And so that's a whole new measurement, and we had to change some of our reporting. So that graduation rate that was reported in 2021 and 2022 was incorrect, and that's why they were losing points, because we had to go back and start coding things different for 4 and 5 years. And whenever the administration out there figured that out, then they automatically bumped that up. And I believe the 86.91 is probably pretty close to accurate now. And the years prior, that was just an inaccurate number. So...
Before we kind of close us up here, so overall there's a lot of improvement in all of our schools this year. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I want to say the website just popped up, and we started recording this before 9 a.m. So this was before the data was made public, and it looks like those cut scores changed slightly from what the preview was. So all of the data that we mentioned in our podcast was on the preview data, which they showed us. And now the commendable cut score, we just, I'm looking at it online, it was 81.33, now it's 81.45. So we'll adjust some of those numbers, and just keep that in mind as we were discussing this earlier. The website wasn't up and running and it wasn't public, and now they made it public and they changed a few of the numbers. But the ratings are still the same, and I believe our scores are still the same. We'll go through there and double check those. If anything changed, we'll update those. And we have a little presentation that we will put in PDF form on our website. So if any of this information you're just kind of scratching your head and it doesn't make any sense, you can go back to our website. There is a summative designation page on our website. We'll kind of put that front and center there so that you can get to it easily, and then that way we'll have all this data. So just know I am realizing right now that some of those numbers changed when they made it public, but we will update that. And overall, it doesn't really change.
No, overall doesn't change the status of any of our schools. Just to kind of recap, we opened up just, you know, we have to mention again about Franklin Elementary being a nationally recognized Blue Ribbon school. As far as our summative school designations are concerned, Jefferson Elementary and Unity Elementary schools are both exemplary, meaning that they were in the top 10% of all Illinois schools in 2023. And I congratulate them. I know you do too, and we all do. Just a tremendous amount of work and growth and learning and you name it. It's awesome. To do back-to-back announcements like this in a month's time has just been absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, we've said this over and over. We know we have good students and good staff, and when we have hardworking staff and students, and it's just nice that this is finally kind of demonstrating that, you know, it's kind of paying off. So we're seeing the fruits of that labor. And I will say improvement like this in these past 2 years, I mean, we've come off a couple really hard years of COVID, and we had a lot of learning loss. We had a lot of social, emotional, delays and things from COVID when people were all shut up. And this is not just in schools. It's been a tough year for everybody, but especially in schools, getting back on track, getting back into the routines and procedures. And not only have our students and staff done that, but they've improved this past year 85.28 points in the summative scores and all these different measurements. And so almost every measurement went up. And that's something that's really telling, because in a tough time when basically we were just trying to maintain what we were doing, these students and staff went above and beyond, and now we have some really really nice recognition here that's going to be on the website, and hopefully everybody understands that not only Franklin, Jefferson, and Unity for their awards, but all of our schools, Brookport, MES, they were knocking at the door of exemplary right there at it. All of our schools improved, junior high, high school. We had just so much improvement this past year. We're really, really excited to share this news, because we've had some good things going on in MassEC Unit 1, and this just kind of proves that point finally. So we can't just say that. We have to prove it. And that one quote I always like is, you are what your record says you are. I think that's Bill Parcells, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
This is our record, and it's showing that our students and staff are doing great things. So
once again, congratulations to Jefferson Elementary and Unity Elementary for your exemplary status.
And thank you, and help us celebrate that. I know there's going to be different acknowledgments and celebrations at different schools. We had the big Blue Ribbon celebration at Franklin, and I know Jefferson and Unity are going to be doing some special things, so please help us acknowledge their hard work and in all of our schools. We're very proud of everything that's going on in MassEC Unit 1. So thanks for listening to this.